Welcome. We are at Huntington North High School. Huntington North High School, home of the Lady Vikings. Huntington North High School. We're missing this evening's Class 3A girls basketball game. Includes the Wawashee Lady Warriors and the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Welcome you to today's education-based school varsity girls basketball game. Internet radio broadcast is made possible. AudioSportsOnline.net. That's Robbie Kendall. That's ASO. Fighting Internet Radio Access. Put me in sports. 2008. Hey, thank you for tuning in. Looking for a good game? This is going to be the evening session. Four teams playing basketball on Saturday. The teams out on the floor right now. It's concluded. Coaches meeting. It's concluded the captain's meeting, meeting with the officials. Three officials, I'm pretty sure, in this ball game. I see two table right there, Jason from the scores bench. I'm sure there'll be another show up, probably so. Varsity competition. 8:34 o'clock rolling down. We're in pregame, Huntington North High School. About a facility. I say, well, this facility is just incredible. I have been here a couple of times before. Me in sports was here back a while back. Tip and Blue Devils were here. You see a couple of semi-states. You see a Michael Crawford getting 40. Consecutively, 2 years, 1 year apart, so two different seasons. Junior year and a senior year, 40 points. And they went against a Bowman Academy. There, back to back. Couldn't get a win either time. Mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Going to be the home team on the scoreboard today, this evening session. Hamilton Heights, they have a school enrollment of 731. They're Class 3A, Sectional 24. Their sectional is Hamilton Heights. Uptown, it's the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. The Lady Tigers, the Lady Eagles. Hankton, Lady Eagles. Jay County, the Lady Patriots. Castle, Lady Trojans, and the Centerville, Lady Bulldogs. We'll mention a little bit about Hamilton Heights. We'll let you know they established Hamilton Heights. The Huskies in 1965 conglomerated from Jackson Central. Some schools conglomerated there to make Jackson Central. We'll mention Hamilton Heights. High School is located 25802. State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. Dialed in by telephone at 317-984-3551. The web, you can find him at hhc.org. For the Collars, orange, white, and brown, performing the Hoosier Conference. They're in the Hoosier Conference. 9 teams in that conference presently. They are Western, Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, and those four teams make up the East Division. For West Division, it's Rensselaer Central, Central, and Lake, Central Catholic, West Lafayette. Remind you, the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies are currently 14 wins, losses on the season. One win, no losses in the East Division. Their next East Division opponent going to happen on January 9th, the home game with the Western Lady Panthers. Coach for the Hamilton High Lady Huskies, Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry, 133 wins, losses, working year number 8 at Hamilton Heights. Talk about next game on the agenda after tonight. It's going to be on the 6th of January. That'll be a Saturday. Yeah, 1:30 start for the varsity. About a noon start for the JV, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, travel to battle with the 4A Westfield Lady Shamrocks. Talk a little bit about the Wawashee Lady Warriors, Lady Warriors basketball. From on the court, taking some shots right now at their leisure, shooting some free throws. Lady Warriors, their school was founded in 1968. Class 3A, also, they're still 20. 5 teams in their sectional. Sectional will take place at West Noble High School. At West Noble High School, it's kind of like this. We'll mention Wawashee played earlier this morning. did not get the final. I have just the 11-3 record going here. We'll mention while the Lady Warriors 11-3. We'll call it that for now. We'll mention Northwood, the Lady Panthers 14-3. Fairfield, the Lady Falcons. The Falcons, the reigning champions, Class 3A basketball girls variety 12-2. That's Noble, the Lady Chargers 1-13 in Lakeland. Lady Lakers 1-14. Mention Wawa Seed, Boston High School, located at 1 3-year path, building 1 in Syracuse, Indiana, 6567. You can dial them by telephone at 574-573147. On the web, it's Wawa Seed at WAWASEEAthletics.com. And they wear green and gold. Perform in the Northern Lakes Conference. Teams in that conference, they are Northridge, the Lady Raiders, Warsaw, the Lady Tigers, Northwood, the Lady Panthers, Wawa Seed, the Lady Warriors, Plymouth, the Lady Pilgrims, Concord, the Lady Minutemen, Mishawaka Marion, Mishawaka Lady Cavemen, and Goshen, Lady Headhawks. The head coach for Wawa Seed is Derek Gilreath. Coach Gilreath working in year number 2. Right here at Wawa C and their next game on their agenda after tonight. Also be January 6th. It'll be a 7:45 start for the varsity. The JV contest prior to, it'll be Wawa C Lady Warriors. They'll travel to Northwood to battle Lady Panthers. That will be a conference game. So they're addressing the crowd right now. Public address. Getting ready for some basketball. What a facility. All three officials right here. They're missing. Warriors will be the guest on the scoreboard. 8 minute quarters. Husky's gonna wear the green team white for a home game. Both these teams playing at a neutral site today. And obviously gonna observe the national anthem here momentarily. And I think we're gonna listen to starters possibly. Prior to, I guess they're gonna announce the starters. We'll do just the same. For the visiting Wawa C Lady Warriors party tonight, wearing number 4, 5'2" junior, Lucy Wilkinson. Starting tonight, wearing number 10, 5'8" junior, Mackenzie Hackelman. So starting, wearing number 12, a 5'3" senior, Hayden Deppard. Starting tonight, wearing number 23, 5'9" junior, Ava Couture. And the final starter in the Wawa C lineup, wearing number 30, 5'10" junior, Molly Beer. The coach is Derek Gilreath. Now the starting lineup for the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Start like this, wearing number 2, 5'6" senior, Clay Hickok. Wearing number 3, a 5'6" junior, Caden Brown. Wearing number 10, a 5'10" senior, Cameron Renner. Wearing number 23, a 5'7" senior, Cassidy Shakel. Wearing number 24, a 5'9" senior, Happy Cherry. The head coach for the Lady Huskies, Keegan Cherry. So they're introducing the lineups right there. We'll mention game is going to start around 6 o'clock. Class 3A teams getting together. Sectional 20, sectional 24. And they're announcing the non-starters in today's ball game. Now they're going with the starters. They're going to announce the starters right now. We'll mention a little bit about what's going on. Halftime, we'll talk about Class 3A rankings. Talk about how they line up for this week. Speaking of IHSAA basketball, girls basketball. 14 listed here. We'll talk about that at halftime. They're getting ready to jump it up right now. Set to jump it up in the center circle for Wawa C. It's going to be number 23, the Chur. 5'9" junior. Going to jump it up against number 10, Cameron Renner, 5'10" senior. There's the whistle. Here comes the toss. Toss is good. Goes backcourt, picked up by Ellie Hickok. getting the front court with the basketball. Right side, Cameron Runner, three-point shot in the air, rims off, wouldn't go, going to bounce Karam over the backboard. Tightly, be all two, the Wawasee Lady Warriors. Let's get in right there, some pressure in the backcourt, the back and forth. That's number 12, Caden Shepard. Back, Lucy Wilkinson. Caden Shepard going to pass it to the time. To the front court, going to go off the glass. Two-point bucket is good. Credit the bucket. Number 10, Mackenzie Hackelman. Is he Hackelman for two at the 2-0 contest? Wawasee in front. The height's going to break the press and the pass to the front court. Back to Ella Hickok. Worker right side, Cameron Runner. She'll dribble in, pick up a screen from Shakel to look the ball back out. Poor shot, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Ella Hickok. Karam comes over, ends up to the vicinity of Shakel. Going to go out of bounds, going to belong to Wawasee. Hamilton Heights providing pressure in the backcourt. They're going to pass it to the timeline. Across the timeline, that's number 12, Caden Shepard. The dribble, right side, Ava Couture. Working out top with the basketball, moving around the perimeter. Number 10, Mackenzie Hackelman. Working back around the perimeter, out top of the basketball. Move it right side, touches the hands quickly, and Caden Shepard. They go baseline drive, they go opposite corner. Three-point shot in the air, good. Credit the bucket. That's number 10, Mackenzie Hackelman. At nothing contest. Wawasee Lady Warriors in front. Pass it to the front court. Cassie Shakel. Scores get past Ella Hickok. Corner, Hadley Cherry. The Cherry shot from the corner wouldn't go. Rebound picked up there. Credit the rebound. Number 12, Caden Shepard. Put the ball across the timeline on the dribble. Lucy Wilkinson. Side to arc, three-point shot. Rimmed out. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there by 10. D. Hackelman, credit the board, to D. Shakel. In the front court, Ella Hickok on the dribble. Out top of the basketball, moves it right side, Cameron Runner. Triple threat available, she'll dribble. Stationary, she'll work it left side. 6:02 left here in the quarter. Out up in the air, good, credit the bucket. Ella Hickok, right elbow extended. 5-3 contest. Wawasee in front. Pass it to the timeline. Across the timeline on the dribble, right side at 10, Mackenzie Hackelman. Hackelman drives the lane, couldn't get the bucket in the paint, rebound. The Cherry, they're moving to the front court, Ella Hickok. Stuck on the dribble. Against her at 12, Caden Shepard. Going to drive by her, Ella Hickok, off the glass. Left-handed layup, 5-5 contest. 28 on the game clock. Pass it in the backcourt. The basketball and the dribble, Molly Beer. She'll pass it to the front court, Lucy Wilkinson. The right side, going to dribble the lane. Basketball there, 23, Ava Couture. Shot off the mark, rebound, Katie Brown. They'll get it to Hadley Cherry, now Ella Hickok. Walk it across the timeline, going to be picked up there by Molly Beer. Back to Ella Hickok, Cassie Shakel. The right side, going to work it down low, going to get a pass inside. Cameron Runner, two-point basket, good. In the paint, credit the bucket, or credit the assist, Ella Hickok. To the timeline, going to work it to the front court. Going to reach in, going to be a steal in the paint. Fit in. Ella Hickok is up with a steal, going back the other direction. Going to absorb a foul there at the 10-second line. A whistle of foul on Wawasee. We're going to whistle of foul on number 10, Mackenzie Hackelman. She picks up her first foul in the ballgame. Going to breather for the Wawasee and Lady Warriors. It's 23, Ava Couture. I'm in the ballgame. We'll get that a second. Number 4, Lucy Wilkinson guarding the basketball. Ella Hickok back to Hadley Cherry. Outside the arc, Cameron Runner. High dribble. She'll go off the glass. Candid layup. Point. Cameron Runner at the 9-5 contest. Lady Huskies by 4. 4:26 on the game clock. They cross the timeline. They'll bounce it to the front court. Wilkinson. To the corner with it. Back to Wilkinson. Move it back out top. That's number 10, Mackenzie Hackelman. Back to Lucy Wilkinson. Wilkinson has a triple threat available right there in front of the Husky bench. They'll work it left side on around the perimeter. They'll go outside the arc left side. Hamilton Heights providing defense with that. Or the handle right there bounces off. Picked up there by Katie. Cassie Shakel back the other direction. From the corner, Katie Brown. Katie Brown's three-point shot rims out. Rebound collected. Cameron Runner. She'll dribble in. Sit outside. It's Cassie Shakel out top now. Behind the arc. Get away. Hadley Cherry back to Ella Hickok. She'll reset the offense. 8:44 on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. First game here this evening. Game slated. Wilson Heights and Wawasee in the first. Out outside the arc. Left elbow extended. Wouldn't go. Rims off. Cameron Runner, rebound share there. That's 30. Molly Beer to the front court with the basketball. Lucy Wilkinson. Top moves it around and moves it inside the throw line. Turnaround jumper. Go. That was 30. Molly Beer. Rebound secured. Hamilton Heights. Front court. Ella Hickok. She's going to go crossways across the lane there. Try to use that rim as a defender. Couldn't get the layup. Back the other direction. Crossing the timeline. Lucy Wilkinson. She'll dribble it right side out behind the arc. Step there is Mackenzie Hackelman. Wilkinson. Let's hit the point guard. Working against her is Cameron Runner. In that zone, left and right, and move to the left side of the basketball. Eden Shepard, move the ball back out in the ball game for Wawa. She is number 20, Lydia Stuckey. She is going to pass it down low. Shot wouldn't go. Cam comes down. Cameron Runner ends up with a blocked shot. Blocked the shot right here in the paint. That was 12, Caden Shepard. Cam comes down. It's a new selection right there in the front court. Duty number 2 at the rim for Wawa. Oh, 3-point shot, wouldn't go. Shot taken there by 12. And Shepard, rebound. It's in height, so moves to the front court. Outside the arc, Katie Brown. Out top, Ella Hickok with the basketball. Kind of a stationary dribble. We're going to get her as Lucy Wilkinson. The right side, Cameron Runner. Going to dish it inside. 2-point shot off the glass, wouldn't go. Cassie Schakel is going to end up in the hands of the Lady Warriors. Across the timeline, that's number 4, Lucy Wilkinson. Moving around the perimeter, bouncing inside. Turnaround jumper. Warriors, Lady Warriors, wouldn't go. I take him there by number 10, Mackenzie Hackelman. Back the other direction, Lady Husky. Point shot in the air, rims off, wouldn't go. That was Katie Brown. Rebound secured by Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner trying to get the ball to Ella Hickok. Intercepted and stolen. Stolen by number 4, Lucy Wilkinson. Move it down low. It's going to be a blocking foul. It's going to be whistled on Hamilton Heights. Husky's going to pick up the first foul of their own in the ballgame. It's going to be Hadley Cherry. Steph her first. Kennedy Cherry in the ballgame for the Lady Husky. Also in the ballgame for the Lady Warriors, number 14, Kylie Perkins. Perkins, a 5'4 senior. Kennedy Cherry. Cherry in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. The 8 junior. The brain in from the backcourt. Lady Huskies on the dribble. Pressure in the backcourt. Lady Warriors. Going to back and forth, going to pass across the timeline to Hadley Cherry. Corner, back out top, Cameron Runner. She'll dribble the lane looking for a cutter. The pass out of bounds, and it's going to belong to the Lady Warriors. Bringing in Ryder Bucket on the baseline. Brought in Lucy Wilkinson. Shepard Jill being guarded in the backcourt. Cameron Runner. Cherry will pass it to the timeline. In the front court now, Caden Shepard with the dribble. Working back out, trying to steal a basketball there in front of the Husky bench. Cameron Runner couldn't get it done. Ball goes out of bounds. Still on two of the Wawasee Lady Warriors. Brought in right and left to the scorer's bench. And be tossed in to the corner. But working down low and be intercepted. There, Cameron Runner looking to go coast to coast. Good hands there. Tips it out of bounds. Wawasee number 12, Caden Shepard. Lady Huskies were inbound the basketball in the front court. Oh, two left. 9-5 contest. Lady Huskies by 4. The timeline or the walk pace. Ella Hickok. Side behind the arc. The basketball. Cameron Runner gets it inside. Hadley Cherry lost the handle. It's going to be picked up there. Stolen by Katie Shepard. The other direction. They'll go off the glass. Shot wouldn't go, but she'll earn 2 at the foul stripe. Foul's going to be whistled on Lady Huskies. We whistle on Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to pick up her first foul in the ball game. At the free throw line is number 10, Mackenzie Hackelman. Hackelman's first shot is good. Hackelman, working on those free throw percentages. Got the first. 6 seconds left. Quarter. Hackelman's second shot also good. Got both of them. 9-7 contest. Lady Huskies by 2. Brought in from the backcourt. Going to walk it to the front court. Cameron Runner going to be picked up loosely right there, watching her intently from the basketball. Going to move it back around. That's number 10, Mackenzie Hackelman with the defense and driving hard to the hoop. It's going to be an offensive foul. Whistle Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to pick up her second foul in the ballgame. Going to bring the ball in from the backcourt. Cameron Runner guards the basketball along with Ella Hickok. Crossover dribble and cross the line. That's number 10, Mackenzie Hackelman. to go inside the lane. Left-handed layup is good. Eckelman for two. The 9-9 contest. 12 seconds left in the front court. Cameron Runner. Pass behind the arc. Hadley Cherry. She'll dribble in. In the paint, left-handed shot would go. Deflected there. Credit the block in the 20. Lydia Stuckey. Back the other direction. They're going to blow a whistle. Stop play with 1.3 left. Official going to push it out. Out in the front court. Going to be whistled on Hadley Cherry. Was number 24. Cherry going to pick up the personal foul. Be the third here in the quarter on the Huskies. Quarter about to empty out. 1.3 left. There's a bound pass. Ball's loose on the floor. Couldn't get the shot away. Kennedy Cherry dismounted the basketball. Number 10 is Mackenzie Hagelman. Go to a first quarter break. At the end of one quarter of play, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, 9. Wawa T, Lady Warriors, 9. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you for listening. Thank our sponsors. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Jim Dandy Restaurant. Good food, good friends, good times. Jim Dandy Restaurant, they strive to please you each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first three-point shot. Jim Dandy Restaurant put all of their guests first, no matter which team is leading on the scoreboard. Tipton and Noblesville, Jim Dandy Restaurant, always looking forward to making each visit like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, friends, good times are not far away. The Jim Dandy menu is calling your name. That's Jim Dandy Restaurant, Brazil and Tipton. So we're going to inbound the basketball here momentarily. Also, a possession arrow to the basketball back to Wawa T, the Lady Warriors. And Chip was controlled by the Huskies backcourt. So 8 more minutes on the scoreboard, second quarter. The situation goes back to zeros. Foul, there'll be a shooting foul. They'll go to the stripe, shoot two. So it'll be inbound right there, sliding to the backcourt. That's number 4, Lucy Wilkinson. In the ballgame, Lucy Wilkinson. She'll go right side, moving the basketball right and left around the perimeter. Guarding the basketball, Lucy there at the top of the circle with Cameron Runner. They'll move it right side, left-handed dribble. Bring it back out top, hesitation dribble. Kept the dribble alive. Basketball, that's number 10, Mackenzie Hackelman. Got top to Wilkinson. They'll dribble right. Lucy Wilkinson, stationary dribble. Being guarded there by Katie Brown. They'll work it down in the paint. Basketball, Molly Beer to the corner. Three-point shot is good. Corner baseline. Number 23, Ava Kuchar. But Kuchar, she jumps center. Hits a three-point shot right there. 12-9 contest. Wawa C, Lady Warriors in front. It's in the front court. Out top of the basketball, Ellie Hickok. The dribble. To get rid of it. Guarding her Lucy there is Lucy Wilkinson now back in the center circle. Back pedal dribble. She'll cross over. Ella Hickok works it outside on the dribble. The dribble inside is Cameron Runner. 2-point shot good. Left side of the glass in the paint. 12-11 contest. Wawasee by one. It's the timeline with the basketball. On the dribble, Lucy Wilkinson. The move to the left side behind the arc. 14, Kylie Perkins. Kylie Perkins in the ballgame. He shipped away, going to be stolen in the backcourt, picked up here by Cameron Runner. He landed on a seated position. She had to throw from that position. She had a hot pass to the other side. He goes out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Lady Warriors. Substitution in the ballgame. In the ballgame once again, we're going to see number 23, Cassidy Schakel. In a breather for the Lady Huskies is number 3, Katie Brown. Brought in half court. Dribble to the timeline, a three-quarter court, I should say. Lucy Wilkinson speeds it up in the front court. They'll work the right side with the basketball. On the dribble, that's 23, Ava Kuchar. Move it back around the perimeter, bring the ball back out, reset the offense with number 10, Mackenzie Hackelman. We'll see there, Kennedy Cherry back in the ballgame, providing defense out beyond the three-point line. They'll work it back to the corner. Inside point strike, couldn't quite get it. Rims off, wouldn't go. Down caught for Cameron Leonard, that shot taken. They're in by Molly Beer. 2-point territory wouldn't go. Other direction, Hamilton Heights. The Cherry now out top. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner, 3-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound secured. 23, Ava Kuchar. The front court with the basketball. The trot pace, Lucy Wilkinson. move it left side. On the dribble, she'll try to go into paint. Point shot wouldn't go. That shot taken by Mackenzie Hackelman. Down out there, Hadley Cherry. They get the ball to Ella Hickok. Hickok in the front court. In the back wall. She'll work it down low. Away. It's picked up by Kennedy Cherry. Out top, Cameron Runner. Behind the arc. Left elbow extended. Going to pick up a screen from Cassidy Schaefer. Work it back around. Ella Hickok. Opposite side. Behind the arc. They're close to the Wabashi bench. She'll bring it back out. She'll square it up. She'll drive the lane. To back out. On the dribble, Kennedy Cherry. Ball's loose. It's going to be tipped away. It's going to be the front court. Hamilton Heights, Cameron Runner. Into possession. Kennedy Cherry. Works to the left side. Ella Hickok. The Hickok on the back pedal dribble. Work it back out top. Crossover dribble. She'll work it down low. Pass it to the corner. Kennedy Cherry. She's going to dribble in. She's going to take a layup. Shot wouldn't go, but she earned the foul. She'll go to the stripe. She'll shoot two. Kennedy Cherry going to shoot at the stripe. She'll have two. That foul whistled on number 10, Mackenzie Hackelman. Hackelman picks up her second foul here in the ballgame. Kennedy Cherry's first shot is good. Substitution entering the ballgame for Wawa T. Taking a breather is number 14, Kylie Perkins. Back in the ballgame, number 12, Caden Shepard. Second shot, rims around, would go. Got the first in. It's going to be a foul substitution after the next dead ball. Going to come in for Kennedy Cherry. Going to bring the ball in. Out top of the circle, picks up her dribble. Out top, that's number 10, Mackenzie Hackelman. Then out, Lucy Wilkinson on the arc. Back out top with the basketball. Again, that's Mackenzie Hackelman. Go to the corner. Shot available. Converging defense. Cameron Runner. They'll move the basketball right side. Opposite corner. Behind the arc. That's number 12, Caden Shepard. Go back to the corner. Lucy Wilkinson won the shot. Right there was Hadley Cherry. Couldn't get the shot away. Working the ball to the opposite corner. Working down baseline. Going to back her way in the paint. Going to be a triple team out top. Going to be a two-point shot that goes, and it does. 2 points straddling the top of the circle. At the bucket, I believe that was 12, Caden Shepard. 14-12 contest. The Warriors in front. Bring it down low, Cassie Schaefer. Back, Kennedy Cherry. Top of the basketball, that's number 10, Caden, should say Cameron Runner. Step the screen from Hadley Cherry. With the basketball, back pedal dribble. She's going to dribble in now outside the paint. Working through the corner baseline. 2 point shot good. That's Cassidy Schaefer for two. 14-14 contest. 3:34 on the game clock. We're in the second quarter. Pass in the front court. It's going to be picked up there. Easily by number 30, Molly Beer. Now stolen back the other direction. Cameron Runner goes off the glass. Couldn't get the bucket. Down Karen's over. And gives the ball to Lucy Wilkinson. Dribble across the timeline at a pretty good pace. Side the paint. She'll take a bank shot. Go. Rimmed out for Wilkinson. Rebound secured by Kim Cherry. To the front court, crossing the timeline is Cameron Runner. Impatiently at the scores bench. I believe it's Katie Brown. Going to work back in the paint. Turn to the corner, working back around. Ella Hickok going to take the shot. Rims out. Might have got a bump there after the shot. No foul called. Rebound secured. Wawa C 23, Ava Kachur. Going to bring it to the timeline at a quick pace. Left side of the court. For Lucy Wilkinson. Dropped the basketball there. Picked up. Cherry. It's the point guard, Cameron Runner. She'll dribble across the timeline at a trot pace. Straight away, working against her face is Mackenzie Hackelman. Kennedy Cherry with the basketball. Working back out top. A hit on the dribble. 25 left here in the second quarter. 14-14. The ball game. Side the arc. Cherry dribble. Ella Hickok works at left side. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner, little dribble, working against her is 30, Molly Beer, called timeout. Be a full 60-second timeout called by Coach Cherry in Hamilton Heights. And we do thank you for tuning in. So mention, game is in part being brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park Self-Storage. Door outdoor storage, rec storage. Check your investments, keep them safe. RVs. Just vehicles, etc. Serve your space now. Call them at 317-774-1500. That number is 317-774-1500. Or you can go to the website at www.ipsindiana.com. AIPSIndiana.com. That's Indiana Industrial Park and Self Storage. Welcome you, and they are conveniently located at the corner of Howard Avenue to Olive Street in Arcadia, Indiana. Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. Oh, it's some good music right here. Here at Huntington North High School, home of the Vikings. A nice digital, right there, digital scorebook. That's just a scorers area. And it looks pretty nice. Ball's in the front court. Ella Hickok works at left side in front of the Wawa T bench. Cameron Runner takes care of dribble. She'll dribble beyond to go baseline drive and try to go up the shot. It's nearly a block shot. A little bit of body there. Going to whistle a foul against Wawa T. They're going to whistle a foul on number 10, Mackenzie Hackelman. She picks up her third foul here in the second quarter. Free throw strike, Cameron Runner. Shot rims out long. We'll mention in the ballgame, the Lady Warriors, number 42, Brooklyn Gibson. Brooklyn Gibson, she's a 5'9" senior. Brooklyn Gibson down on the block right there. Second shot, good for Cameron Runner. Back into the two-shot foul. Huskies taking one-point advantage in 14. Crossing the sideline, Lucy Wilkinson. Bounce it to the front court on the dribble. Katie Shepard outside the arc and moves the basketball around. Brooklyn Gibson. Get a pass back to Wilkinson. It's tipped and stepped by the Hamilton High Katie Huskies in the front court. Basketball, Havley Sherry. Out top of the circle, Ella Hickok. Moves it on the left side. Cameron Runner's going to dribble the lane. Right-handed layup off the glass. Got the bucket. And I thought she might have been bumped way up. Point basket is good. It's a 17-14 contest. Huskies by three. It's in the front court. Defense there, Hadley Cherry. Cameron Runner pick up the pass right there on the bounce. Intercept the ball and immediately 30-second timeout called. Coach Stephen Cherry has saved the possession. So we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, high quality choice isn't far away. Call Indiana Express Rentals, the south end of Noblesville, Indiana, 708 South 8th Street. Call them at 317-773-4800. And that's 317-773-4800. Do operation Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to 11. Indiana Express Rentals, Noblesville, can be brought in side court from the scores bench. And have the cherry on the dribble now crossing the timeline, Ellie Hickok. She'll bounce it to the corner, Katie Brown. Katie Brown, three-point shot, rims off short. Down to Couture, that's 23. But Couture to the front court, they go to the corner with the dribble, that's 20. Katie Cookie to save the possession. They're going to reach in. It's going to be a tie-up. Be a jump ball. Wilson Heights. And Wawa C, Cameron Runner going to lock it up with Lydia Cookie. Ultimate possession arrow gives it back to the Lady Huskies. Under a minute here in the quarter. We're in the second quarter. Halftime, 53 seconds left. Crossing the timeline, up top of the circle. She Shakel. Look it back, Cameron Runner. Side the arc, going to dribble in now. It's Ella Hickok. Turn around, get it back outside the arc. Hadley Cherry started there somewhat closely by Lucy Wilkinson. Get back to Ella Hickok straight away. She'll reset the offense. Working against her loosely is Molly Beer. We're working outside the arc. A threat, she'll dribble right. Cameron Runner, they're working around the perimeter. They go outside the arc, Ella Hickok, 24 seconds left. Front court, Cameron Runner. Outside the arc, going to be tipped out of bounds, and it's going to be double tipped. Initially tipped by Molly Beer, and then off the fingertip of Ella Hickok, going to belong to the Warriors. Lady Warriors going to bring it in from the side court. To the front court with the basketball is Lucy Wilkinson. Third circle, she'll work it right side. And Shepard. Work it down to the corner. Ball's going to end up out of bounds. It's going to be half-touched by the Lady Huskies. 9.2 left. Substitution in the ballgame. Coach Cherry going to put Kennedy Cherry back in the ballgame. Kennedy Cherry, a junior class member. Kennedy Cherry at foot 8. So, picking something up off the surface there. Katie Brown hands it to the official. A little bit of a debrief. 9.2 left. The second quarter, trying to get the inbound in. away. Good hands there on the inbound, defending. And Shakel goes out of bounds, going to belong to Hawaii Lady Warriors. They're just going to change their entry right here on the court. They go from side court now. Baseline on the last one. Side court in front of the Husky bench. Toss it inside, down low, off the glass. Shot wouldn't go, got her own rebound. Second shot wouldn't go either. That was 23. Ava Couture. Pass near the end of the buzzer, and the Cherry had a free throw line. Couldn't get a shot away in time. It didn't go anyway. We'll go to a halftime break. Halftime score here at Hiking High School, right here at Huntington North. Wilson Heights, Lady Huskies, 17. Wawasee, Lady Warriors, 14. We do appreciate you tuning in, and we'll also mention game tonight is being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 of Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 6034. The south edge of Cicero, right there at Cicero Town Plaza. Reach them by phone at 317-984-931. Number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts, Cicero. So bringing you tonight's contest, Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, she should be 21. Real estate agent, real estate broker. Looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent to Lisa. This goes fair. Lisa has more than 20-plus years experience while serving people with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look your next residential or corporate location. Tap Lisa Stokes Fair by phone or by text message. 317-813-086. And that number is 317-813-4086. Experience, we'll talk about that, so it's simple. Who would rather rely on experience, rely on Lisa? Lisa Stokes Fair, 321 Sheets Company. So bringing you tonight's contest is FritzandFishers.com. Fritz Fishers, right there at Fishers Fellowship. You can reach them there. We'll mention that's FritzandFishers.com. If you're in Noblesville on State Road 32 between Noblesville and Westfield, mention and Fishers, their address, 8599 East 116th Street. Dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana at 317-242-28. Again, that number is 317-842-2228. Their second location right there between Noblesville and Westfield. Noblesville. Dial them there at 317-773-2232. That number is 317-773-232. Trips and Fishers. Tom. R-I-T-Z. Also, thank you for tuning in. We'll mention. Talk a little bit about the Class 3A. Both these teams on the floor. They're in the locker room now. Chalk talk and hydration. And they're both Class 3A opponents here tonight. Let's talk about the December 17th evaluation for this week, Class 3A rankings. Associated Press is in top 14. Number one this week, Orwell Lady Knights. Knights 11-3. Number 23 in Class 3A. Number two, the West Division foe of the your conference. It's the Lear Central Lady Bombers are now very nicely in this season. They're currently 15 wins, 0 losses. They're in sectional 22. Number 3 this week is Indian Creek. In Creek, the Lady Braves are 13-2, sectional 26. Number 4 this week, Hamilton Heights. The Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies are 13-2, currently 14-2. Sectional 24, their sectional will be taking place at Yorktown High School. Number 5 is Greensburg. Greensburg Lady Pirates, they're 11-2, sectional 29. Number 6 is Western. Western Lady Panthers, Hoosier Conference, they're also Class 3A, and they're in the East Division. They're 13-1, still 22. Number 7 is Scottsburg. Scottsburg Lady Warriors, 18-2 on the season, sectional 30. Number 8, Benton Central. The Benton Central Bison, 18-2. Eckerd, we mentioned, they're sectional 22. At number 9 is Gibson Southern. Gibson Southern, that's down there south. For the Lady Titans, 11-4, they're sectional 32. Also in sectional 32, right after them, that number 10, that's Evansville Memorial. The Tigers, they're 9-2. Mentioned sectional 32. Number 11, it's West Lafayette, the Lady Red Devils. Next division, Hoosier Conference. 9-6 on the season, they're sectional 22. Number 12, it's Washington. Washington Lady Hatchets. The Hatchets are 13-3, sectional 31. Number 13, it's Garrett. Garrett, the Lady Railroaders, wins 10 losses. Gotta imagine Garrett. Some competition up there. Leo Country, they're sectional number 31. Number 14, winding out the lineup this week. Top 14 at the Tippecanoe Valley Lady Vikings. The Vikings might have a pretty good class of seniors, but through right now their football season, the incredible Tippecanoe Lady Vikings are 18-2, that's sectional number 18. So 4 teams left here in the intermission. We do thank you for tuning in. And I will mention a little bit about the sponsor. We appreciate and support sponsors, girls basketball. Thankful at the Powers, Septic and Sewer. For Septic and Sewer, they do septic tank cleaning. You can vouch for that. They do a fine job. They are professional. Grease trap cleaning for restaurants, sewer camera, water jetting, tank riser installs, bacteria, septic systems. Remember, slogan is, you can't go without us. Serving Hamilton County and surrounding counties. It's the year 2000, the new millennium. Emily owned and operated, its Powers, Septic and Sewer, right there between Noblesville and Cicero on Highway 19, and then right there by Suburban Estates Mobile Home Park for Septic and Sewer. Also, bringing you tonight's contest, the Floor Store. Floor Store, they are at the east edge of Tipton. Stop by, look around. Showroom may leave you speechless. You may find shopping online isn't really necessary when experience is required. They are just east, State Road 28, just beyond our dealerships in Tipton, located 1003 Jefferson Street. Yes, Jefferson Street, State Road 28. Same road, a different name, Tipton, Indiana. That's Blue Devil Country. And that's Steve and Carolyn Swan. They'll lend you a hand when they can. Also support your choices along with your decisions. The Floor Store, 1003 Jefferson Street. Dial them up at 765-675-3230. And that's 765-675-230. So bringing you tonight's contest is AGM Auto LLC. They're Arcadia. As an enter, it's a business right there. We'll mention recently moved. That was back in March. Presently, they are at their new location. It's west of Arcadia, Indiana, at 6660 East 266 Street. But daily, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., GM Auto, they restore classic cars. They restore classic trucks. But their specialty is restoration, along with their ability. If you're looking for that good mechanic, no further. AGM Auto can be that good mechanic you're looking for. It's them on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. You can call them by telephone at 317-984-5283. Again, their number is 317-984-2. That's AGM Auto. So in west of Arcadia, about half a mile, the sponsor, we're thankful to bring you the ball games. We'll mention PutneySports.com, Varsity Sports since 2008. Thank you, support Station Bay High School Varsity Athletics. Fall in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Ball in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils football. Basketball in the winter, Blue Devil basketball in Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies basketball. Halftime, Lady Huskies being on the scoreboard. The Wawa Sea Lady Warriors, a 17-14 contest. For the halftime intermission, the basket empty out. We listen. A little bit of Bon Jovi here, the straight out of New Jersey. They're in the Hall of Fame. They're probably deserving. I mean, everybody here living on a prayer. Ball can be brought in half court. A YC Lady Warriors, the ultimate possession, be brought in right here, number 12. Shepherd, to get in, does get in. Court number 10, Kenzie Hackelman. The ball back around. Top of the circle, Sue Wilkinson. Move it out around the perimeter, back and forth. Right side, well beyond the arc, that's number 10, Mackenzie Hackelman. That's the pass, going to be kicked out of bounds. Emron Runner, she makes a habit of doing that. Close the game up, gives everybody a chance to take a little breather. Bring the ball back in, that's number 10, Mackenzie Hackelman. Toss in, Lucy Wilkinson back to Hackelman. Around the perimeter, deep in the front court, with the basketball, number 12, Kate Shepherd. She'll work it down low in the paint. She'll pass it back out behind the arc. Work it back to Shepherd outside the arc. She'll dribble in one step. Ball, move the ball around the perimeter to Lucy Wilkinson. Going to get the ball back from Molly Beer. Pounce it in the paint. Turn around off the glass. Two-point shot. Wouldn't go. Rebound part four. Picks back up. The shooter, that's Mackenzie Hackelman. A second opportunity here in the front court. Dribble the paint. It'll go to the opposite corner baseline. See Molly Beer back out to Lucy Wilkinson. Back out. Back to Elizabeth. Fence converges for the Lady Huskies. They'll move back out top on the dribble. Caden Shepherd. Free throw line. And looking around, Mackenzie Hackelman to the corner. Lucy Wilkinson. A pass. It's off the hands. Picked up there. Kim Runner picks up the ball. They went to the front court. Runner will take a long three-point shot. Rim out. Wouldn't go. It was left corner. That's elbow extended. Down secured there by Molly Beer. Back to the front court. Lucy Wilkinson. Dribble the lane, going to go left side off the glass. Didn't get the shot to go, but she'll absorb a foul. The two shots you can hear by Wawa Sea Lady Warrior. Number 12, Caden Shepherd. Caden Shepherd to the stripe, 5'3" senior. Shooting just under 70% on the season. Shot is good. Going to whistle the foul on Hallie Cherry. Hallie Cherry, except for a third foul here in the ballgame. 6:39 left. We're in the third quarter. 17-15. Now 17-16. Hackelman. I take that back. That was 12. Shepherd. Wawa Teach within one. Crossing the timeline. Right side. Hickok works it behind the arc. To bring it down low. Cassie Shakel off the glass. 2-point bucket for Shakel. And a good assist from Katie Brown. 19-16 contest. Yes, he's by 3, 6-17 on the game clock. Double team in the corner. Dribble out of it. That was 30. Only Beer rebound out of there. Lady Huskies still working to the court now with Ella Hickok on a quick dribble. She'll work a right side. She'll move it right around the perimeter. Katie Brown thought about a shot. Bring it back around. Ella Hickok to the corner. She'll pass it back out. Have the carry to Cameron Runner. Dribble the lane. She'll go off the glass. 2-point shot good. Cameron Runner for 2. 21-16 advantage for the Lady Huskies. 45 left here in the third quarter. Going to bounce it free throw line. They're working around the perimeter. They go to the corner with it. 23, Ava Kucher. Kucher hits a 3-point shot from the left corner baseline. 21-19, Lady Huskies by 2. Across the timeline at a walk pace. Number 2, Ella Hickok. Dribble back out top. They're working back to Cameron Renner out top. Back to Ella. Ella's going to dribble in. Baseline, kick it back out. Hadley Cherry. She's going to pass beyond, around the perimeter. Cameron Runner, she'll dribble in. She's going to go off the glass. Couldn't get the shot. There's going to be a whistle. school's going to stop the play, and they're going to say that Cameron Runner was fouled in the act of shooting. 5:13 on the game clock. They're going to whistle this foul on Wawa Speed. It's going to be whistled. Number 10, Mackenzie Hackelman. She picked up number 4 in the ball game. Chad rims around, wouldn't go. Cameron Runner in the ball game for Wawa Speed. Number 20, Lydia Stuckey. 5 junior. In a breather, is number 10, Mackenzie Hackelman. The shot is good for Runner. She hit the back end of a two-shot foul. 22-19. The Huskies by 3. 5:07 here left in the third quarter. We're going to back out top Lucy Wilkinson. Part of there by Pick. Pass it out top. Threw the ball back around. Molly Deer going to go right side. We're going to dribble there as Caden Shepard. We're going to back outside, go baseline. Again, that was the Couture. Get back to guard number 12, Caden Shepard. Shepard in the paint. Going to lose the dribble. Go down to pick it up. It's going to be a tie-up right there. It's going to be a jump ball on the ultimate possession arrow. Going to give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. So they'll bring it in from the backcourt. Hickok. Walk pace. The scores bench. Harding her full court. Is number 4, Lucy Wilkinson. Picks up the screen from Cassie Tagle. It's off right here, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to take a shot again. Right side off the glass. Going to earn a foul. She couldn't get the shot, but she'll shoot 2. 28 left here in the quarter. 22-19. They're going to whistle a foul. Wawa Seed, Lady Warriors. Get it. Signals in. The scores bench. It's going to be whistled on number 23, Ava Couture. Free throw line, first shot, good. Cameron Runner. Substitution back in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. 25, Kennedy Cherry in the ballgame. Number 3, Katie Brown. 28 left, quarter, second shot, Cameron Runner, good. Both of them at the stripe. It's 24-19. The Huskies by 5. Crossing the timeline at a pounce pass. Front court 12, Katie Shepard. Lucy Wilkinson. Into the free throw line, they push it back around. But she's sure they're working back around the top of the court, moving back around Lucy Wilkinson. Working to Shepard to go to the corner baseline. 3 2-point shot, would he go? Shot taken there by 30, Molly Beer. Credit the rebound. She Shakel to the front court, Kennedy Cherry. Up top, Hadley Cherry. Working around the perimeter, Cameron Runner going to dribble the lane. She go over the shot. Straight away, looks like she wanted to do a right-handed layup. The left, and she puts straight over the rim. Point shot good for Runner. 26-19, a 7-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. Dribble crossing the timeline with a up pass to Lucy Wilkinson. Corners, first shot would go. Point land, that was 30. Holly Beer, she followed her shot. Back up with a second shot, got fouled in the act of shooting. She'll shoot 2. At the free throw line, Wawa C, Lady Warriors. Number 30, Molly Beer. At 10, Junior. Shot is good. Molly Beer on the season. My stats from Max Press. Gotta say, Max Press is a division of US Sports. Max Press tells me she's averaging 1 point a game. She got that on the last, trip for her last shot, and couldn't get the second shot to go. Back the other direction. It's 26-20. Yeah, she's by 6. On the dribble. To the lane in the paint. One shot good. Cameron Runner. 3:20 left. 8:20, Lady Huskies by 8. Pressure in the backcourt, Lady Huskies. Going to be another kick. Bounce pass opportunity. Cameron Runner flex it with her left foot. So, taking a breather right now for Wawa Seed Lady Warriors is number 30, Molly Beer. Back in the ballgame, we're going to see number 20, Lydia Stuckey. Brought in backcourt, three-quarter court by Wilkinson. Across the timeline, that's Shepard. Caden Shepard. A pin-in shot right there. Wouldn't go. That's 14. Kylie Perkins back in the ballgame. Also minutes in the first half. The other direction, baseline drive in the paint off the glass left side. Hadley Cherry for 2. 30-20. Lady Huskies by 10. Balls in the front court on the dribble. Get outside. That's number 20. Lydia Stuckey. Picks up her dribble. Started there by Cassie Shakel. Outside the arc, three-point shot in the air, long off the rim. That was Lucy Wilkinson back the other direction on the rebound. Cameron Renner trying to go coast-to-coast, couldn't finish. Rebound putback is good. Kennedy Cherry, point bucket for Cherry, 32-20. 2:26 on the game clock. Never dribble to the backcourt. Lucy Wilkinson, they'll bounce it to the front court. Shepherd in the paint, left-handed floater over the rim. Good. Number 20. It should be number 12, Caden Shepherd. It's going to be a timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. And I'm at this quarter break. Well, this timeout break, Hamilton Heights, 32, Wawa Street, 22. 2:18 left here in the third. Well, mentioned this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. The Truck Store, that's the place. Enhance your ride. Cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. Visit Runyon Truck Store, rural Atlanta. Call them at 765-552-5130. 765-552-130. May speak to Alan right there on the telephone. Maybe one of his younger generational kids. Maybe even Wayne brought in from the backcourt. Walk it to the timeline. Ella Hickok working against her. She'll pick up the pace. Steve Wilkinson providing the defense. Outside behind the arc. Dribble, Kendi Cherry. Outside, Cameron Runner. Left side, Ella Hickok on the stationary dribble. Being picked up there by 14, Kylie Perkins. Over right side behind the arc, Cameron Runner. She'll dribble left. Cameron Runner, move the basketball. She'll dribble in, spin move, in the paint. To back out. But Hickok, back middle dribble. She'll dribble in the paint now. She'll work it back. She Shakel gives it back to Cameron Runner. Drive at the lane. Shot off the mark. Wouldn't go. Rebound secured. Paul C, number 20, Lydia Sookie. The timeline on the dribble pace. Before Lucy Wilkinson. For the corner with it. Three-point shot. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there by 23, Ava Couture. Back the other direction off the rebound. Lee Cherry. Give Cherry on the dribble in the front court. In the front court behind the arc. She'll hand off. Basketball. Guard Ella Hickok. 1:15 left here in the third quarter, 32-22, Lady Huskies by 10. Front court of the basketball, left side, Cameron Runner. Nearly got the ball. Now, screen right there from Caden Shepherd. Covers the basketball. We'll skip to go opposite side. Three-point shot in the air, good. That's Ella Hickok in front of the Huskies bench. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Lady Huskies going to provide some pressure. See Wilkinson, going to pass it near the timeline. They'll pass it on across to Caden Shepherd. Shepherd on the dribble. She's going to cross over and work baseline. Shishenko cuts her off. The pass comes top. They're going to be intercepted by Cameron Runner. She'll go off the glass right side. Shot when you go. Foul called. Rebound. Ella Hickok. To the corner. Hadley Cherry. We'll skip to work on the other side this time. And with Cameron Runner on the dribble. Back pedal dribble. She's being closely guarded. Right there. The back pedal dribble. Coach Keegan Cherry giving some directions. Top deep in the front court. Stationary dribble of Cameron Runner. 15 seconds left. The dribble, so you pick up a screen from Kathy Shakel. She'll bring the ball back out. 10 seconds left. Cameron Runner on the dribble. Dribble in, take a floater in the paint, going to rim around and fall in. About a 10-footer. Good. 2 seconds left. A long shot, Lucy Wilkinson at the buzzer. Wouldn't go for more than half court. Going to complete three-quarters of play. After three-quarters of play, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, 37. Wawa Street Lady Warriors, 22. Again, we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you. Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies. Shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, Wards, Hacks. Turnaround, prices low. Prices are so low. You may want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophy, 1720 Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Dial them at 317-773-7391. Again, that's 217-773-7391 or online at NoblesvilleTrophy.com. We do thank you for tuning in. And second one, getting ready to start the fourth quarter. Basketball. Saturday, the West Coast. He's got a big game tomorrow. We're going to play Raiders. Looking for a couple of wins right here, put them in the playoffs. He's going to go into the Raiders. They're talking about Raiders maybe from the edge, but we'll see. Going to inbound the basketball. Okay, tomorrow, the 1 o'clock start. So, you get to watch. Right into your neighbor. So he'll bring the ball in from side court. Brought in half court, tossed in right there, Wawa Steve. Hayden Shepherd should get the ball back from Lucy Wilkinson. Front court with the basketball on the dribble. 14, Kylie Perkins. Be a reach in. Gonna be a foul whistle. Deep in the front court. To get the ball loose. Kelly Cherry gonna pick up the foul. She's picked up her first foul in the ball game. That's first foul here in the quarter for the Lady Hudson. Gonna be brought in for Lucy Wilkinson. Gonna toss it in. Defense is good. Gonna work it in. Get the ball in. 14, Kylie Perkins. Trying to get it to Wilkinson to be picked up there, stolen by Kennedy Cherry. Get the ball back across the timeline. Hamilton High Committee Huskies. Hit stationary dribble. The center circle. Dribble right side. Her up. Lucy there is 20. In the 30, Molly Beer. They'll go to the corner with it. And a foul as Ella Hickok traced the lane and wants to kick it back out to Cassie Schaefer on the baseline. They call an offensive foul on kick. Hickok and gonna pick up her second foul in the ball game. Gonna give the ball back to Wawa T. Gonna be a turnover in the book. 7:31 on the game clock. Into the backcourt. Separate dribble quickly. Mackenzie Hackelman. Lucy Wilkinson. Score pass to Hackelman. Virgil. Puts it across. Going to the front court. Turnaround jumper. 16 footer rims out. 30. Molly Beer. Rebound. Steered by Wawa T. The pass is deep in the front court, and now Cameron Leonard comes up with it. Hickok pushes it up ahead. The glass wouldn't go. Kennedy Cherry put back is good for Kennedy Cherry. 2 points. Lady Huskies just under 7 minutes left. Fourth quarter. 9:22. Lady Huskies by 17. The backcourt Lady Huskies providing pressure. Kicked away, trying to get it to Lucy Wilkinson. Goes in the front court, picked up by the Cherry. Your back 3-point shot. Rims out, wouldn't go off the net there for Ella Hickok. The Cherry comes up at the board. They'll work it down low. Wide open. It's Cassidy Shakel. The glass, 2-point layup. He left here in the ballgame. 1:22. They fight for the basketball in the backcourt. Lady Cherry going to try to lock it up with Lydia Cookie. Number 20, and that's a jump ball, held ball situation. The ball's going to go back to the Lady Huskies. So they're going to go with number 10, Mackenzie Hackelman in the ballgame for the Warriors. Number 3, Ava Couture. Number 4, Lucy Wilkinson. Number 12, Caden Shepherd. To guard the basketball there. That's 20, Lydia Stuckey. Top of the basketball, Caden. Kennedy Cherry works a bounce pass right side. She's going to dribble. She'll dribble now. She'll work at left side. Back pedal. That's Cameron Runner. Work at right side, Ella Hickok. She'll dribble the lane, push it outside, and move it back outside. Cameron Runner goes center, rims around, falls in. 3-point bucket for Runner. 44-22, Lady Huskies in front. It's 50 left here in the fourth quarter. On the dribble, then the dribble right side, they go to the corner with it. Back out. See Wilkinson. Then go left side, Caden Shepherd. Around the corner. 2-point shot. I believe she was straddling. Goes out of bounds, last touch. The Lady Huskies. That shot taken from the right corner baseline with 20, Lydia Cookie. Going to be brought in, left of the bucket on the baseline. Brought in Mackenzie Hackelman. Kendis Cookie. Cookie to back away down against Kenny Cherry. Going to get the ball back around and move it back out top. That's 23, Ava Couture. Dribble. Out top. It's tipped. High Hamilton Heights and picked up in the backcourt. Now the front court should go off the glass. Power layup. Left side. That's Cameron Runner for 2. 26-22, 5:15 left here in the fourth quarter. Call a double dribble. They're crossing the timeline. Kennedy Cherry was making dribbling tough right there. And number 10, Mackenzie Hackelman, going to give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. Bring the ball in the front court. They got that 28-foot mark now. I don't understand that quite yet, but I'm trying. That 28-foot mark from the baseline, 8-foot mark to bring the ball in. That's the coach's box, I think. can't go beyond it, I think. Don't quote me. Ball's out top of the basketball, Abby Sherry. Pass it out top, Cameron Runner. Working her loosely. Right there on the back panel, Jill. Working the basketball back out top, Cassie Schaefer. The perimeter, Abby Sherry. Now Kennedy Sherry. Give a screen from Abby Sherry. We're back out, Cassie Schaefer. Right side, Ellie Hickok, 4:44 left. Dribble in, going to be tipped away. It's going to be a jump ball, and this time it's going to go back to the Warriors. Lady Warriors going to get the basketball pass, alternating possession arrow. He brought in from the baseline. I'll stand right there, Mackenzie Hackelman. Get in to Lucy Wilkinson, back to Hackelman. Work at right side, Lydia Stuckey. Get back to teammate, trying to save the basketball before it went out of bounds. Didn't quite get it. A little bit of a greased pig right there. Goes out of bounds in the right corner near the Husky bench. 4.5 minutes left here in the quarter. Substitution in the ball game for Wawa Steve. Entering the ball game once again is number 14, Kylie Perkins, 5'4 senior. He'll be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Lee Cherry. 46-22. Lady Huskies in front. Going to bounce it inside. Cassie Schaefer. Bring it back outside. Have the Sherry back out top. Center circle. Ella Hickok. Stationary dribble. Dribble right there. Working the basketball. Working against her. Right there is 23. Ava Couture. Cameron Runner now back out. The dribble. Right side beyond the arc. It's Ella Hickok back inside. Cameron Runner. Top left center. They're working into Have the Sherry. Cameron Runner. Touches the hands. Kenny Cherry. Now back to Have the Sherry. Dribble baseline. Work it back around. She'll pass it back out. Kimmy Cherry. She's going to dribble the lane. Go up for a shot. Shot wouldn't go. Deflected. See if they stay. The ball went out of bounds. Last touch by someone. Kimmy Cherry. Had off a little bit of a twisted ankle there. Just a little bit. You could tell. She did not want to go out of the game. She's doing okay. She's walking okay. She's going to go back. Some water right there. Some H2O. Going to bring the ball in. Baseline going to be brought in. Back in the ball game right there. It's Katie Brown for the Lady Huskies. So they're working in the backcourt on the dribble. Still across the timeline, Mackenzie Hackelman. Paint, lost the handle, got it back. Try to pass it down low. It's intercepted there. Stolen. Cassidy Schaefer. Lee Cherry now back to the Hickok. You're across the timeline at a walk pace. To the center circle, stationary dribble. No count being administered out top. 2:24 on the game clock. It's 6:22. Lady Huskies in front. Working the basketball. Dribbling lane. Going to the corner with it. One shot in the air. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Out of Hadley Sherry. Rims over. Cameron Runner going to try a three-point shot. Opposite side from the corner. Wouldn't go. Cameron Runner going to reach in there. Try to trace a loose ball. And going to pick up a personal foul in the Huskies front court. Well, Cameron Runner going to pick up her third foul in the ball game. Team foul number 3. Lady Warriors get to commit a foul in the quarter. The ball game for Wawa team number 30, Ali Beer. Brought to the front court. Shepard. For the corner with a block. Block shot. 3-point shot opportunity there for 23. Ava Couture and Cameron Runner get the block shot out of bounds. Give the ball right back to Wawa T. So Lucy Wilkinson is going to take a breather. Back in the ball game for Wawa T. Warriors is 42. Brooklyn Gibson. Tossed in tall. Going to go to the backcourt. Can retrieve it, and she does. Backcourt, it's Molly Beer. Get it back to point guard, number 12, Katie Shepard. Shepard on the dribble. Across the lane, might have been deflected. It's picked up there again by Cassie Schaefer. To Hadley Cherry, she'll dribble across the timeline, left-handed dribble. Hickok will go to the corner with Katie Brown. Katie Brown, 3-point shot, wouldn't go. Rebound put back is good. Cassidy Schaefer, senior athlete for the Huskies. Going to work at the left side. This tight rope right here on the sideline. That was number 12, Katie Shepard, Lady Husky. Pick up the foul. It's going to be whistled. Katie Brown picks up her first foul in the ballgame. The 2:34 mark of the fourth quarter. He tossed in. The dribble there, it's Stuckey. He is Stuckey, bounce pass right side behind the arc. Kylie Roberts, started there by Cameron Runner loosely. They're working back to Brooklyn Gibson. Brooklyn Gibson going to bounce it in. He threw a line, chipped back. He's going to be finally intercepted on a bounce pass to Ella Hickok going the other direction. Hickok off the glass. Left-handed layup is good. 50-22. Lady Huskies in front. 0-6 left the fourth quarter. The passage to the timeline. Jason Pass, he'll walk across the timeline. Lydia Stookie. Hooks Lynn Gibson on the dribble to work it in. Team footer on the way. Shot going to go. Rebound put back for 42. Brooklyn Gibson is good. Gibson for two. See, 24 across the timeline at a walk pace. A hit. Work it right side behind the arc. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to dribble it back out top. Number three, Katie Brown. They'll work it left side behind the arc. Cameron Runner. She'll stutter dribble. It's over. She goes left side. Put one on the rim. The layup. Cameron Runner for two. 22-24. 22 left here in the fourth quarter. Dribble across the timeline on the dribble there. That's 30. Molly Beer to the corner. Gibson. Go back around. And the arc. Now the crossover dribble. Kylie Perkins to the corner. Quinn Gibson. Moving around the perimeter. Back out top. That's 23. The Couture. Down the paint. Going to be a tie-up. They're going to whistle foul. It's down low to Lydia Stookie. The Heights going to get a reach-in foul. It's going to be whistled. 23, Cassidy Schakel. Cassidy Schakel, original starter. Fourth quarter, 102 left, picked up her first foul. Lydia Stookie, first shot is good. Lydia Stookie going to get one more. Lydia Stookie, on that free throw percentage, she's climbing. Like a shot up. Around, wouldn't go, rebound, Cassidy Schakel. A little bit over the back right here, no whistle. The last touch by Molly Beer out of bounds. It's going to belong to Wilson Heights. Brought in, Ella Hickok. For a minute, 58 seconds left. 52-25, Lady Huskies in front. On the front court, Ella Hickok on the dribble. The stationary dribble, working a dribbling exhibition right there. Putting her closely is Kylie Perkins. Going to loosen up right there. Pedal dribbling in the center circle. Ella Hickok crossover. She'll dribble in. Go to the corner with it. Katie Brown has to save the basketball. Back into Cassidy Schakel. Now have the carry. A scored chest pass pretty swift to Cameron Runner. Triple threat available. She'll dribble right. And the back dribble. Working against her. Three Ava Couture. 21 seconds left. Front court. Hamilton Heights on the dribble. Have the carry. Top. Should say right side behind arc. A Hickok had a shot. Keep it up. Guarding the basketball there. 23, Ava Couture. Put it right side off the dribble off the foot. Going to end up in the hands of YYC. Seconds left. Going to be tipped out of bounds. The Cherry. Half of a second on the scoreboard. So they can catch and shoot 0.7 or above. This is going to be different. Fischel's probably going to have the scoreboard in his own hand. Oh, that one, ball goes short. Wouldn't go. It's going to complete. Four quarters of play. Final score. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, 52. Milwaukee Lady Warriors, 25. I do thank you for tuning in. Thank my wife for being here at the ball game today. That's pretty nice. She's sitting right over here. She's doing the monitoring. Thankful. And we'll also mention, game's coming up. We'll mention Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. Take some time off after the new year. They'll come back, play on January 6th, this Saturday, week from today, 1:30 city start, till noon, I'm guessing, for the JV. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, be at Westfield, Lady Shamrocks. And the Wawa Sea Lady Warriors, the Warriors, next game will also be next Saturday, January 6th. The varsity start at 7:45, I'm guessing JV prior to 7:45, it'll be Wild Wild Seeds or 80 Warriors travel to Northwood Lady Panthers for the conference game right there on Saturday. And we do appreciate you tuning in. We'll hope you'll tune in once again. We'll mention, thank you for listening, and no matter, doing the teaching, him to learn it, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning. Thank you. Hey, we're post-game. They're talking to Coach Fucking Jerry. And Coach Jerry, I think, well, you got a good win here. Wawa C, get an earlier win this morning. It's this morning's game.
Yeah, Wawa C is a really good basketball team. I'm coming into today, you know, only two or three losses. They did a fantastic job. That coaching staff are carrying their girls. They're athletes. They're strong. They're physical. And they shot the ball really well in the first half. We did not. Not anything like we did this morning. As a result, you know, we were lucky to have that three-point lead at 17-14 going in there at halftime. But we had made some adjustments there at halftime, made a few shots there in the second half. We were able to turn them over, spurred out a little bit, and, you know, kind of got back to doing what we do.
You got the playoffs of this more than you've had normally. You got Kenny Carey in the game, and you had quite a few things going on there offensively.
Yeah, Kennedy just gives us a different look, a different dynamic with her on the floor. Defensively, we're best when she's out there. So I thought, you know, to start the second half, maybe give her a few more minutes and see if we couldn't turn our defense into some offense. And we were able to do that, get some run outs, and then kind of stretch it to 12, 15, then it kind of got out of hand. But we love to have Kennedy in the lineup just because of her energy.
Lucy Wilkinson, for while my team handled the ball well, Shepard was a good compliment for Lucy.
Yeah, well, Ken is a handful. She's strong. When she got her fourth foul and had to go out of the game, that was really to our advantage, and that's probably, go back and watch the film, that's probably when we made our little spurt there with her on the bench. So, but they've got all the pieces. They're going to be a really good team come tournament time, and they'll be a tough out in that sectional.
Coach, you're going to have some time off next Saturday. You're going to have another game. You're going to make a venture to Westfield and then a 4M school.
Yeah, then we look forward to that just from the standpoint of we get to go compete. You know, I hope we can compete. They're the bigger school. They're bigger. They're stronger. They're more physical. That's another great coaching staff. I know they're going to be prepared for us, but we'll be the underdog. You know, now we can go try to do something that nobody thinks that we can do, and I love that position.